Cuba and much more. Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2023. A graduate of the Latin American School of Medicine in Havana, Dr. Samira Adji, noted that the terrorist attack against the Cuban embassy in the United States is an example of hatred instead of accepting love, and described the event as unacceptable. Adji felt it was necessary to respond to the call from the National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, which convened to a rally next to the Cuban embassy on Monday to repudiate the incident. In statements to Prensa Latina, the doctor requested that justice be done and everything related to the terrorist attack that occurred on the night of September 24th be clarified. Carla Walsh, co-president of the National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, stated that she lives in the Adams Morgan neighborhood, where the embassy is located, and the community rejects the attacks because the American people do not tolerate these attacks of intimidation and violence against Cuba. For his part, Brian Becker from the Answer Coalition also commented to Prensa Latina Agency that this is not an isolated incident because there have been more than 60 years of terrorist actions against the Cuban government, its diplomatic compounds, against Cuban officials, all of which the American people oppose. Cuban and foreign scholars on international policy issues will develop collateral panels in the context of the 8th Conference on Strategic Studies to be held at the headquarters of the Higher Institute of International Relations, ISRI, in Havana between September 27th and 29th. This edition of the Strategic Studies Conference is bringing together researchers, professors, analysts, students, and the general public in Havana to delve into current events in international relations under the heading Transforming the International Order, Challenges of the Transition, and Proposals from the South. The meeting will be held in a hybrid format and is co-sponsored by the Latin American Social Council and will be broadcast on the CIPI YouTube channel and can be followed through the website of that study center and on social networks. China condemned the terrorist attack on the Cuban embassy in the United States and urged the U.S. side to guarantee the safety of diplomatic personnel. In response to a question from Prensa Latina, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin reiterated that Beijing opposes all forms of violent attacks on diplomatic missions and urged the U.S. side to investigate what happened, resolve the case as soon as possible, and take effective steps to ensure the safety of diplomatic personnel. Cuba has received countless expressions of support from the international community following the announcement that an individual threw two Molotov cocktails at Cuba's mission in Washington on Sunday evening. Cuban ambassador to the United States, Leonis Torres, wrote on the X platform that the authorities here were notified immediately and granted access to the headquarters to take samples of the Molotov cocktails. The Cuban Minister of Public Health, Jose Angel Portal, ratified the country's willingness to put its experiences and human resources at the disposal of the Pan American Health Organization, PHO. This was stated by Portal when speaking this Monday at the 60th session of the Directing Council of PHO and the 75th of the Regional Committee of the World Health Organization for the Americas, which is taking place in the capital of the United States. He highlighted that the Cuban national health system follows a path of solidarity and cooperation that has made it possible during the last 60 years for more than 605,000 Cuban collaborators to have provided medical care in 165 nations. In his speech, he stated that public health in Cuba is not the privilege of a few. It is a right of all people, and it is the responsibility of the state to guarantee access, freeness, and quality of services. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.